بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome all viewers. So recently, Andrew Tate announced that he did indeed embrace Islam, and thus this has been the talk of Muslim social media for the past few days. Some people asked my thoughts regarding this. I don't think there's really anything to say except Alhamdulillah. All praises for Allah. We're happy for our brother Andrew. We are happy for anybody that Allah guides to Islam. This is the greatest thing that a human being can be blessed with, guidance to the truth. So we make dua for Andrew Tate, as well as all new Muslims and all Muslims, period, that Allah grant all of us beneficial knowledge and action upon that beneficial knowledge. And we ask that Allah keep us firm. Now that being said, I do think that this discussion taking place gives opportunity for advice to a new Muslim. This doesn't only apply to Andrew Tate. It really doesn't only apply to a new Muslim. This is a reminder that, inshallah, will benefit all of us, and I ask that Allah make it beneficial. And keep in mind, these are general foundational principles. Having a proper foundation is of the utmost importance because it's going to affect everything that is built upon that foundation. So number one, I would emphasize that Islam is a lifelong journey on the straight path of guidance into the hereafter. It really is important to visualize Islam as such, first and foremost, because this is how Islam is described in the Quran. This is how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has described Islam. Imagine there is a straight path that is illuminated. It's filled with light. And this light, this guidance on this path is from Allah. Anyone that walks this path and dies upon that path will be successful, will enter eternal paradise in the hereafter. However, there are countless paths of darkness that break off of that straight path of guidance. And all of those paths of darkness lead to eternal hellfire in the hereafter. And this is the case for every human being, and every human being who is alive today is on a path. And we will all continue to be moving on a path until we die. And to further highlight the relevance of this metaphor of walking a straight path, we'll find that Islam is balanced. The truth of the straight path is always in between two extremes. So although we are grateful to an extent we can't even truly express that Allah guided us to the straight path, and we hope that He will keep us firm on the straight path and guide us to eternal paradise in the hereafter, we are balanced in that we still fear going astray. We know that it's a possibility that we could start deviating. And this is why our entire lives we strive to make sure we are staying on the straight path. And of course, this makes perfect sense because Allah created us for no other reason except to worship Him alone. So why wouldn't it be a lifelong journey? This is why we exist. Why would all these worldly things be worthy of our time and energy and efforts for the duration of our lives, whereas our true purpose for existing in the first place is given little significance? No, but rather our relationship with our Lord, with our Creator, that is what it's all about. That's what we have to focus on during this journey of life. And that being the case, it's important to understand that it is a lifelong journey, that this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And when you keep that in mind, you can pace yourself and you can make realistic goals for yourself. You're not going to be able to learn everything all at once. You're not going to be able to implement everything all at once. Just like you're not going to be able to finish a marathon in 1 minute. And hence, you're not expected to. However, you are expected to try your best. And as you progress on the straight path, you learn beneficial knowledge, you act upon that knowledge, you get closer to Allah. And there is nothing more beneficial than getting close to Allah. So my first word of advice would be to always remember that Islam is a lifelong journey on the straight path into the hereafter. The second thing I would emphasize is the fact that when you worship Allah alone, when you make your intention for living and all the things that you do in your life for the sake of Allah, and you become a slave to Allah alone, you then become free of being a slave to anyone and anything else. And this monotheism, this connection with our Lord, with Allah, is what life is all about. This is what Islam is all about. Before Islam, people get pulled in all types of different directions. They're a slave to their desires. They're a slave to the people around them. They're a slave to money. All sorts of different things. However, when you are following the guidance of Allah, then He becomes the only thing you are truly a slave to. And when you know that what you are doing is in accordance with His guidance, when you know that what you are doing is pleasing to Him, then the opinions of anyone contradicting that is insignificant. This is what gives the heart life, gives the heart contentment. If you try to please the people, you'll never please the people. However, you can please Allah. And if Allah is pleased with you, then what else matters? And the third and final advice I would emphasize is that when it comes to pleasing Allah, when it comes to worshiping Allah alone and knowing how to walk that straight path of guidance into the hereafter, we have to submit to the revelation that Allah sent. It all goes back to the Quran and the teachings of His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have been instructed to follow such guidance with the proper understanding of His companions. The reason we are Muslim, the reason we take that testification of faith that nothing is worthy of worship except Allah alone and that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the messenger of Allah, is because this is the guidance, this is the revelation that was sent from Allah. Allah sent us a scripture, the Quran, and Allah sent us a role model, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are also revelation. This is how Allah communicated with us. This is how Allah lit the straight path for us. So that is what we always return to. That is how we stay on the straight path of Islam. We always return our affairs to the Quran and authentic teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the proper understanding of his companions. And we have to always keep that in mind and understand that just like past religions went astray, people took the teachings of Jesus, of Isa alayhi salam, and changed them, manipulated them in order to lead people astray. And people attempt to do the same thing with Islam. People will try to take verses from the Quran and misrepresent them. They will try to take teachings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and misrepresent them. However, one thing that is truly special about Islam is that this religion has been preserved. So no matter how much people try to misrepresent it, there will always be a group upon the straight path adhering to the Quran and authentic teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the proper understanding of his companions. So it is always upon us to try and follow that. So my advice is just to always keep these foundational principles in mind. All of these things are going to be relevant at one point or another as you partake on this journey. And it's important to not overwhelm yourself, not to do anything rash, but rather take it a step at a time. This is a marathon, and there are priorities. Focus first and foremost on worshiping Allah alone, fulfilling what Allah made obligatory upon us. And Allah knows best. We ask that Allah keep us firm. We ask that Allah give us beneficial knowledge and action upon that beneficial knowledge. And we ask that Allah give us a good end and enter us into Jannah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.